The ongoing trade war between Canada and the US has ramped up after US President Donald Trump yesterday announced he would slap a 50% tariff on a range of Canadian imports. Mr. Trump says the new duties are in response to what he calls Canada's unfair discrimination against US cars, alcohol and dairy products. The president has previously threatened new levies for air pollution created by wildfires in Canada. Meanwhile, the Premier of Ontario province, Doug Ford, says the US should be supporting its neighbour.
You got to remind President Trump that there's 3.9 million acres burning in the United States right now. And if we had resources, we would send them down to our closest friends and allies. So, you know something, rather than criticize and threaten, maybe one day you're going to need our help like you did last year.
That's the Ontario Premier, Doug Ford, there. Well, Nick Taylor-Vasey is Politico's Bureau Chief in Ottawa and joins me now. Nick, welcome to Breakfast.
Thanks so much for having me.
Nick, this 50% tariff announced by President Trump yesterday covers a range of imports into the US from Canada, including wine, honey, jewellery, cement. But some things like fish, energy products and critical minerals are spared. What do you think the economic impact will be for Canada?
Well, it's going to be in the billions of dollars. And you're asking the question that the Canadian government is asking itself and trying to answer as we speak. They're trying to do the math on exactly what kind of a hit this is going to cause Canadians. And I just mentioned a couple of other products that are on that list. Quintessentially Canadian things. Hockey equipment, down jackets, and not fish, but fishing rods. But on the other side, energy products have been exempted. And so they're, and so as have auto vehicles and parts. And so right now, it's a little bit of a spreadsheet game trying to figure out the answer to your question. But it is in the billions.
Nick, why is this flared up now? There might have been a view that this story had kind of gone away. Why is it flaring up now?
It always seems like it's gone away. And the Canadian government has spent the last year and a half, like most countries in the world, trying not to get Donald Trump's attention. And when you get it, often it's not for good reasons. So this appears to be a combination of a few things. The Americans have this pent-up grievance about Canadian retaliatory tariffs on the U.S. auto sector, tracing back to the early days of this trade war. And Americans have had long-standing disputes with Canadian dairy policy, as have lawmakers in other countries around the world, including your neck of the woods. And then also, 8 of 10 Canadian provinces have banned American alcohol from their shelves, their store shelves. And that has turned into quite the irritant. It's gotten the attention of a lot of lawmakers, including the president and the ambassador here, who lives in Ottawa and spends his days telling Canadians how they should be better people. And that all combines in this kind of firestorm of grievance in the broader context here of trade negotiations to try to renew the continental trade deal between Canada, the US, and Mexico.
The other issue that we've got going is that President Trump is threatening to impose tariffs on Canada last week in response to smoke from wildfires that you're experiencing, saying that this smoke's drifted into US cities, which we've seen evidence of, but he's saying it's caused incalculable damage due to air pollution. How's that going down in Canada?
Well, Australians and Canadians both know what it's like to deal with wildfires in remote places that are not easy to fight and that become mega fires because they're almost impossible to fight by the time they get going. A lot of them are started by lightning. And in Canada's case, they're in the boreal forest in the far north, remote areas where it's hard even to reach by airplane and certainly not accessible by roads. And so Canadians know that. They have an understanding generally of the way wildfires work. There is forest management in forests that are near population centers in big cities. And sometimes there are still disasters there because fires get out of control. But the smoke that's drifting into the United States is largely coming from these fires far away from anybody. And so when the president or other Republican lawmakers are talking about the need for Canada to do more preventative measures, do controlled burns, and sort of implement all these measures that may work in Western California, not so much in the Canadian North, Canadians just kind of shake their heads, especially climate scientists and experts in this area who look at it and they say, you're just comparing apples and oranges.
And previously, Canada has sent help across the border for wildfires in the US?
On an almost annual basis. In fact, it goes both ways. Just the same way that Canadians sometimes are in Australia, and Australians are sometimes here, and South Africans and French firefighters, wherever there are people who know how to do this, we share resources across borders, right? It's just a natural thing. And so that's what Doug Ford was getting at in his belligerent response. He's one of our more outspoken Canadian premiers.
Always.
Always has been. Always will be. And he's pointing to that fact, though. Water bombers from Canada, from the province of Quebec in particular, were helping to fight those disastrous wildfires in Los Angeles that took out populated areas. So you can understand why he'd be upset. Although you can also understand why Americans are upset at a human level, because they're looking out at orange skies and they have no control over them either. So I don't mind that people get upset about it. People in Canada are too, but the outcome they're looking for is just not something that's realistic.
It's always an interesting relationship between the two countries. Good to talk to you this morning. Thank you very much.
More interesting every year. Thanks so much for having me.